The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dave Vickers at KROS Clinton and Rick Patry at the Eldora Herald-Ledger. Dave, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Good morning, Senator. I guess we have to start things off with Ukraine, and we'll just throw that out there. The situation changes daily, hourly, maybe by the minute. What's your assessment as of Monday morning? I believe the latest update, there may be a summit between the presidents of the two countries, United States and Russia. What's your assessment of what's going on and what Congress can and should do?
Well, Congress can't do much except pass legislation on sanctions that could be immediately imposed where the president is reluctant to do it right now or even to say what he was going to do. And I think it would be good if he would at least say what sanctions he's going to put on, even if he hasn't put them on yet. On the other hand, don't forget, 2 years ago, maybe it's 3 years ago now, President Trump signed sanctions for Russia, which means that the president wouldn't have to have another act of Congress to impose sanctions if he were willing to do it. But I think he wants some cover from Congress. That's why there's been some talk about passing another bill in Congress. Getting back to your question, I would say nobody knows what's in Putin's mind, but I do think it's good news late yesterday that he said he was willing to sit down and talk. And I think our president put conditions on it that are very necessary, that he's going to tell us he's not going to invade Ukraine while we're talking. And that's the best news, and that's the best update I can give you. Let's go to Eldora.
Senator, on the same subject, if there are sanctions and if the worst happens, what economically, what it could be the impact here in this country?
Well, we haven't heard anything negative about the impact on this country, but I suppose there could be some impact, but I can't tell you this. But when it comes to preventing a war, I think that we all have to pull together. I don't know of any negative consequences to America except what we already know, that just in the last week, gas has gone up another 30 cents. It's up a dollar more than it was a year ago. But that's more related to the bad policies of this president that he instituted on day one that he was sworn in to stop the XL pipeline, drilling in Alaska, offshore in Alaska, offshore in Mexico, on public lands, and increasing the fee for drilling on public lands, and then stopping fracking, and et cetera. That's what really upped the price of gasoline in this country, more so than what's going on in Ukraine. The only thing is, it went from 70 some dollars a barrel to now close to $100 a barrel, and that would be because of Ukraine. But the president, energy policies are responsible for about 75% of the increase in the price of gas that we have right now at a national average of $3.53. Back to Clinton.
Yes, Senator, you mentioned that, but renewable energy obviously is a topic as well. What's your view on renewable energy, and not specifically, but I know there are a couple of solar farms being proposed here in Clinton County. There are many wind farms around and a number of different other renewable energy. Throw ethanol in there. There's an ethanol plant, a couple here in Clinton County. What's the view of renewable energy on the national level?
Yeah. Well, the view is pretty mixed. You got big oil wanting nothing but gasoline, and you got green energy people that want nothing but ethanol or wind and solar. So there isn't a lot of legislation going on in Congress. It's mostly what the administration does with what we're doing right now. And they put a lot of uncertainty in ethanol because they pulled back by 3 8/10 billion gallons stuff that was required for 20 and 21. They've granted us 15 billion gallons for 2022, but will that continue? I guess I have some reluctance to do it. But I can tell you this, that what you brought up about ethanol and alternative energies, particularly ethanol, is what comes up at almost every one of my 99-county meetings. I've had 12 so far this year, and I'm going to have another 12 this week since we aren't in session, and I'll hear a lot about ethanol. As far as wind and solar, I guess we're tied in to alternative energy, but we want it to grow a natural way. We don't want government to force it by cutting back on gasoline. We think that EV, electric vehicles, would be bad for the 43,000 jobs that we have in the ethanol industry. Back to Eldora.
Senator, there's another spot on the Supreme Court under consideration. I just wondered, is there anything that you'd want to say to the president and, well, while he's thinking about a nominee?
Yeah, you made a big mistake by triggering ahead of time who you're going to appoint. If you had in your mind that you wanted to appoint an African-American woman to the Supreme Court, I wouldn't find any fault with that. I'm not going to find any fault with whoever you appoint, but you shouldn't have made a political deal out of it because it questions your motives, and we shouldn't have political motives as being a decision who you put on the Supreme Court. Maybe you could accuse Trump of a little bit of that, but not as specifically as saying he's going to put this exact type of person on the Supreme Court. So let's get back to what is important to Chuck Grassley, because that's your question. To me, it is very important that we have somebody that's going to interpret the Constitution according to the original intent of the writers, and they interpret our law and not try to do legislating from the bench. That's my job under the Supreme Court. Back to Clinton.
Yes, Senator, you were talking about the gas price earlier, and move back that. Is there anything Congress can do about inflation or the inflationary pressures, or is that all a private market situation, and that's the let that handle that particular situation?
Well, there's a lot we could do to override what the president's doing, but we're never going to get Schumer to bring that up in the United States Senate, so it's foolish for me to talk about it. We could do a lot of other things, but I think the market is going to control pretty much what goes on. I told you that there is government reasons why the price of gasoline's gone up, but they're all decisions the president made, and if he would undo those, you'd see the price go back down. There's one thing that I should probably add besides the four or five things that I gave you that he decided to make the price of gasoline go up. Now they want the government to encourage banks. And banks are on government regulations, so they'll probably be bulled into doing this, not to lend money to oil companies so that they can do things for more drilling. So that's another thing. Back to Eldora.
Have you received any kind of feedback on what the reception to all the infrastructure spending has been back here in Iowa?
We can give you some figures that we know, and then I'd tell you to go to the DOT, Iowa DOT website to get some. So let me give you what I can off the top of my head. $430 million to fix bridges that are not sound in Iowa. There's $800 and some million dollars to help the locks and dams on the Mississippi River. I can't give you a figure on broadband, but there's going to be an emphasis upon unserved and underserved areas out of the $65 billion that's in the bill to go out. And I think that everything I've read about the infrastructure bill, particularly from all of the agriculture groups, Commodity and Farm Bureau, all the big city chambers of commerce, county boards of supervisors, they've all spoken highly of the infrastructure bill. But if you want more specific figures, my staff will get them to you. But remember, it's 100% in this bill goes to infrastructure. And another thing not to forget about it is that we've had an infrastructure bill, although we generally call it highways and bridges bill. Ever since 1956, Congress passes spending money on roads and bridges. The reason for that is Iowans pay in 18 plus cents gas tax into the federal treasury, so you need that to come back. So nobody should say that when we're appropriating money for highways, et cetera, that we're doing something unusual. Let's see. I forget where we are. Who's the next person? Then I'm going to take two more questions, and then we'll have to hang up.
Appreciate that, Senator. With the midterm elections coming up, what's your view of, obviously you won't be on the ballot in the midterm, but what's coming up? How's the campaigning? What's your view of what Republicans should campaign on? And can the Republicans take control of the Senate and or the House?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard for me to campaign or tell you about my campaign because we don't know who our opponents yet. We won't know that until after the June primaries, but I'm gearing up, as you should, and I look forward to serving the people of Iowa another 6 years if I'm reelected. I enjoy my work. I enjoy helping our children and grandchildren. And I think what Republicans and in this state as well as other states need to concentrate on inflation, open border, crime, parents' role in their education of their kids, things like that. I think it's very important. Inflation is so out of control, worse than it's been for 40 years. And crime is, I don't know if it's at a historic high, but it's higher than it's been for a couple decades, et cetera. So those are the things we have to campaign on. The next person, and then you'll be the last one.
Okay, Senator. Back here, everybody talks about supply chain interruptions on every possible subject. Are lawmakers looking at some kind of an idea to approach this either now or in the future when, you know, presumably the same thing could happen?
Particularly on computer chips. And, you know, when you have I just saw a car dealer advertising the only new car they have sitting on the lot. I imagine there were 100 people there trying to buy it. Anyway, that's where you see it most, but there's it's all over. So the bill that we passed in the Senate last summer, the House just recently got around to passing one that would try to move a lot of our manufacturing from China back to the United States, particularly with the computer and the artificial intelligence and things of that nature, so we aren't so dependent on. Another area I should say that we're going to try to get moved back is our manufacture of supplies for medicine. We've learned a bad lesson that we aren't prepared for everything we need for the delivery of medicine because of the virus and China. Thank you very much, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave and Rick, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.